Well, these are tough times for some parents in the metro who are dropping their kids off at college. It's a big moment, lots of tears, lots of did we do enough to raise them right. Joining us now are two moms who just said goodbye to sons. Heather McMichaels, a former TV news anchor and reporter who now works in public relations. She authored an article that appeared in The Star this week, Making Memories on a College Trip, about her sending her oldest son off to college. And Heather, nice to have you. Good morning.
Steve, good morning. Thanks for having me.
And also with me is Cammie Savage of Westwood. She's a real estate agent and a former city councilwoman who just dropped her eldest son, Chris, off at KU. And nice to have you too, Cammie.
Thanks, Steve.
You know, I got to tell you, the last time your husband was here, we were doing a show on the Plaza Art Fair. And I'll never forget it because one of the guests that day was Gail Terry,
right,
who helped organize the whole thing for the Country Club Plaza. But I introduced her as Terry Gale, which you can do when you're a talk show host.
Right.
And your husband, Mike Savage, a very prominent artist in the metro, about halfway through the show, sent me a very terse note saying, hey, knucklehead, you got the name backwards. Better straighten it out. So whenever I see a Savage, I sort of wince, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
here.
Okay. I'll try not to send you any horrible emails following the show.
Well, Cammie, you just dropped your son off already and survived to talk about it. Heather, have you said goodbye to your son yet?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow he heads to Truman State, Steve.
Yeah. Well, you told a great story about attending a freshman orientation with your son. Take us through that day, Heather. What happened?
Well, it was earlier this summer, and as every parent knows, as their children grow up, the older they get, the less time you have with them. So we were both, I think, looking forward to the day. We had this wonderful day together. He was trapped in the car for me for 3 hours each way. And we went to the planned activities in the morning, but we ditched the afternoon stuff, and we spent the day together. We walked all around, found his dorm, the classroom buildings, the gym, the bookstore, and he was just ecstatic. He was the happiest and most excited I'd seen him in a long time, and we had this wonderful day. And the next morning I got up, and I was just, I had sort of this aha moment that I think parents experience, where I was thinking, this is really happening. He's leaving. He's going to be gone, and he's one of my favorite people, and, you know, how do you deal with that?
And you wrote your article, which we've posted on our website at kcur.org, that when you got home that night, he went out with his friends, and it was sort of like the same old, same old, all over again.
So on the way home, you know, I was tired. We'd gotten up early. It's a three-hour drive. I looked over at him to think, well, gosh, maybe he'll help me drive home, and he was fast asleep, right? So I was doing the driving. And, of course, then we hit the city limits of Kansas City, and I was pulling in the driveway, and his phone starts going off and buzzing, and he was out for the night. His mother-son moment was gone.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just beginning.
Well, if there are other parents out there who are experiencing this moment here with their kids, the same moments that Cammie and Heather are experiencing right now, give us a call. Our number, 816-235-2888. Our email address, updatedate@kcur.org, or go to KCUR's Facebook page. Cammie, is there something surreal about this whole thing? You know, this moment, you've already been through the moment with Chris over at KU. There is something strange and sort of weird about this whole thing.
There is. You know, I think about all the different things that happen in your life, your child going to kindergarten or, you know, quote, graduating from sixth grade or even getting out of high school. And none of those occasions did I ever find myself overly emotional about him. I was always looking forward to the next place where we were going.
Yeah.
This is a completely different chapter. And it really didn't, unlike Heather, it didn't hit me until about 72 hours out before he went to school. And then the emotion started coming that he was really leaving and that I had 3 days to basically tell him everything he needed to know for the rest of his life, you know?
Did you try to cram a lot of that stuff in?
Oh.
Like, I forgot to tell you this.
Yeah, every single moment. And they would be little quick snippets like, you know, remember, you only have one time to make a good first impression. You know, get to know the house mom. You know, be friends with so-and-so. Do this. Remember, you can't redo your first semester grades. It was just little things like that. But it was incredibly emotional that last day to leave him there.
Well, what was it like? Take us through your last day. You and Mike took him over to KU, and what happened?
Yeah, actually, you know, and our daughter, who was supposed to lifeguard that day, was desperately finding somebody to work for her because she wanted to go up. She wanted to see where he was going to live. We all took him up there, and Heather and I were telling, I was talking to her earlier about this, you know, the child who I was ready to send up to school all summer long because of, you know, he'd outgrown living in our house.
Yeah, it happens.
The day I took him up there, he was the most perfect child I've ever had. You know, I mean, he was not confrontational. He was loving. He was agreeable. He was everything that, you know your child to be. So you're having this wonderful day. The weather's great. You know, it's beautiful on campus. He's excited. He's making new friends. And all of a sudden, you have to say goodbye.
Well, take us through the last couple hours. What did happen?
Well, really, it was about moving him into his house, walking into his room and, you know, being the parent going, oh, look, that closet's bigger. Take that one. You're the first one in the room. You know, always looking out for your child. So, you know, helping him organize his closet, of which we took a picture of. It'll never look that good ever again.
I saw it on Facebook.
You saw it on Facebook. Yeah. It'll never look that good.
Yeah.
You know, helping him get his furniture, you know, has moved in, visiting with the moms of the other kids that have, you know, had come from, one from California and one from Wichita, and, you know, us just visiting about what it was going to be like this next week without our child there. And then eventually, you know, they had a parent meeting and then they said, okay, goodbye. It's time to go. And they had plans for those boys, you know, to go off and have dinner and do their thing. And there was really nothing else I could do except get in my car and drive away. So mm-hmm. that was pretty emotional. I think it really even hit me harder even the following night, Monday night, when I hadn't talked to him. And I got on Facebook at 11:15, and at 11:15 I had a friend request, and it was him, and he wanted to be my friend, and I just completely broke down.
That's a moment, yeah. Heather, how are you getting ready in your house for what's going to happen tomorrow?
You know, I've been nagging at my son all week, all the things that he needs to do, and I can pretty much guarantee it. He's the ultimate procrastinator, and Steve, he's doing his laundry today, getting all his sheets and towels and everything he needs to take for the dorm together. So it's up to him, I think, at this point to get it all together. I'm excited to get home from work today and see what he's done, because otherwise it's going to be a really long night. It's very interesting what Cammie said about Facebook, because my son said the exact same thing. We're not friends on Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. And he said, when I go away to college, Mom, I'll be your friend on Facebook. And I thought, do I want to be? Do I want to know?
Yes, you do want to be.
Do you want to know? Yeah. Well, there really is no textbook or guidebook out there for how to help parents get ready for this sort of seminal moment in a family's life, right?
You're winging it.
Yeah.
You're winging it. And you're calling I was calling friends who had kids that were already in college and just asking questions. And, you know, you just figure it out as you go along.
One of my colleagues said to me last year, he has a son a year older. He said, the senior year, something happens to your child. And I'm saying it a lot nicer than he did. But it's really true.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, it's really true. They are ready to fly. They're ready to be independent and do their own thing. And especially for moms, I think we have to remember not to hover, stay back. They've got to make their own decisions. And that's difficult. And it's advice that I'm constantly reminding myself of all the time.
Well, hearing you two talk about this, I'm thinking when this happens in my life, approximately 1 year from now, I'm going to be a train wreck. I will be an absolute train wreck.
Well, I think thing that we have now is the social media. So remember when we were teenagers, we went out for the night. Our parents had no idea where we were, what we were doing. Yeah. Now we can instantly, you know, communicate with them and say, are you okay? What are you up to? What are you doing? And communicate on Facebook.
Yeah. Right. There's been a lot of texting that's gone on, which has helped. You know, I haven't
with Chris, you're keeping in touch with him.
I haven't necessarily heard his voice as much, but we do communicate through texting, although his second text was for money already. So, and that is the truth. He needed $500.
Right
not
away.
10, not 20. He needed
and that just 2 days after you've dropped him off, he already needs
20 that, hours.
20 hours.
Hours.
But who's counting?
Exactly.
$500, Mom. I need it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Well, if you are a mom or dad who is about to go through this, or perhaps you've been through it and can offer some advice, we'd like to hear from you in just the final minutes of our show today. 816-235-2888 is our phone number. Again, 816-235-2888, or drop us an email to updatedate@kcur.org. Well, Stephen Steigman, our producer, is here. We've had a couple of great Facebook posts from moms, I think, who mm-hmm. are experiencing this and just have some very poignant stories to tell about dropping their kids off at college.
These are very good, but before I get to them, I want to ask Cammie, how did your son justify $500 in 140 characters or less?
Yeah, it wasn't a tweet. It was a text.
Anyway, this first one I have is from Joanne. She says, "We are taking our fourth and last child to college this weekend in Arkansas. You'd think I'd be a pro at this by now, but the first three kids were girls, and this is our only boy. He's been pretty calm and unemotional about the leaving home aspect, so I thought we were going to avoid the drama, tears, and homesickness that we experienced with our girls. But just this week I'm hearing, 'I love you, Mom,' several times a day. I rarely hear it spoken out loud. The chores are getting done without nagging. The dishwasher is being emptied without my asking.
I get that.
And I suddenly have a new lunch date every day. Could it be that he will miss us? Could it be that he's actually having feelings around leaving his family? Do boys handle the whole process differently? I'd love to know. Joanne, soon to have an empty nest, Forster."
Can I borrow her son?
I don't know. I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
That's a great note, isn't it? Yeah, it's just terrific. What's the second one you got?
And this is a little bit different here. This one is from Mary Brockwell. "My dad had a real knack for getting us off to college. When my oldest sister, child number one, was headed off to college, Dad drove her to Denver with all her stuff. He parked in front of her dorm, found a couple of guys to carry her stuff up to the fourth floor dorm room, gave her a kiss on the cheek, got back in the car, and drove 8 hours back home. By the time I was headed off to college, I'm kid number six. Dad had perfected his drop-and-run technique. I was flying from Salt Lake City to Kansas City to attend Benedictine College. Dad pulled up to the curb at the airport. He wouldn't let Mom get out of the car. He helped me get my bags out of the trunk, kissed me goodbye, and said, 'See you at Christmas.' For years, we've given Dad grief about his tender, heartfelt goodbyes, but I think we are also grateful that he let us go on with the transition, and that he trusted us to be able to handle this new adventure. I also figured out later that if he'd prolonged the goodbye, he would have been crying. So I learned that I could figure things out on my own, and I got a great story to tell about how I was abandoned at the airport."
Wow, those are great stories. We sure appreciate them writing those in. Lots of phone calls here about this process of dropping your son or daughter off at college happening all over the metro this weekend and the weekends to come. Bill from Lee Summit, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share, I'm not a very good planner, it seems, because my older son is getting married tonight, and my youngest son taking him to college tomorrow, so I'm figuring a breakdown for Sunday.
I think you're headed for one, Bill.
I think so.
How did you plan that?
Well, I didn't get much say on the wedding. Unfortunately, I tried, but they didn't seem to care what my plans were for the wedding. It's kind of been a big transition summer, so we're looking forward to it, but going completely empty nester and a new daughter-in-law all in one weekend.
Well, Bill, we'll all be thinking about you this weekend. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right. All the best. Bye-bye. Marcia from Topeka. Marcia, you're on Up Today. Good morning. You there, Marcia? Let's go to James from Shawnee. James, you're on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I took two daughters to college at different times. They're a couple of years apart. And I remember when I went off to college, it was a very matter-of-fact, the next stage of life. I was the first kid in my family to go to college. And that's the way we kind of treated it. There was no big drama. There was no hovering. I think my wife had a little bit more of a challenge with it than I did. But we dropped them off and let them go, and that was about it.
Hmm. And it worked out for you?
Yeah.
Well, that's
great. One of them graduated. The other one's still in.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. James, thanks for the phone call. Again, our phone number here, 816-235-2888, and our email address, update@kcur.org. You know, Cammie, to what extent are you worried about becoming, you know, something of a helicopter parent, you know, in this day and age of social media and digital communications? I mean, is that a danger here?
Well, it's probably a good thing my husband's not here to answer that question. Since you're asking me, I'll give you my opinion
here.
I'm sure I'm going to have to try really hard. I have promised myself that I would not be a poster on their Facebook page. I'm not going to be commenting, email, you know, sending them information. It's just nice to kind of periodically see what they're doing, to know what's going on in their life. And having not talked to him since Tuesday, you know, it's a chore to not pick up the phone and go, "Hello, I'm here."
Yeah.
But it's okay. You know, he's fine, and we've done everything that we can do up to this point, and now he has to just go and grow into the man that he's going to become.
How long do you think it's going to take for you and your family to sort of adjust to the new, you know, no Chris routine around the house?
I think we'll get into the groove pretty quickly. I think what'll be hard is when he does come back and he leaves again. Because I've heard that before, that for a while, just that coming and going, it, you know, they love it. They kind of come home. They get, they're excited about being home again and sleeping in their bed. And then they leave and they're excited. They're going back to their friends. And we kind of go through that feeling again all over if they're out, you know, and their room's silent. It's clean, but it's silent.
Heather McMichael, do you worry about helicoptering on social media too much here?
We actually talked about it a little bit last night, and he made a comment that I'm only going 3 hours away, Mom. You can always call me. And I said, you know, the phone rings both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to make a point, especially at the beginning, to let him go and not bother him, maybe one call a week or one text a week. He doesn't even know about this article in the Star. I didn't even tell him because I just didn't want him. He's private, and I didn't want him thinking I was telling his business.
Right.
But I plan on, a couple weeks into the year, sending it to him in the mail, sort of as a – because I figure he might be a little bit homesick, and so he would read it then.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to say, we had lunch together, the family did, when we were dropping him off that Sunday, and I said to Christopher, I said, do you have your billfold with you? And he said, yes. And I pulled out a little piece of paper that was about an inch by an inch and a half that I had laminated with Scotch tape. And underneath of it, it said, you know, so I said, Christopher, I love you more than life. Have the time of your life. Call me sometime, Mom.
Now don't be saying that stuff here on the Don't be going there, Cammie.
He put it in his pocket, so.
Okay. Carrie from Leawood. Carrie, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Hi. I just took my son to school on Sunday, and I found the hardest part for us was leaving the house. One of his brothers had to work and couldn't go with us, so in the living room it was time to go, and they were saying goodbye. And it was that, hey, dude, I love you. I love you. So I just zipped into the bedroom and I did the silent, ugly cry because I didn't want them to see me. But it was something, it really got me, them saying goodbye to each other.
Yeah.
But then once we got to school, it was exciting and it was fun. And I knew it wouldn't help him if I was crying. So we just, hey, you're going to have a great time. See ya. Call us. Goodbye. And we kept it brief.
Oh, good for you, Carrie. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Debbie from St. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I had actually had a question for your panelists and your viewers. I sent my son to MU, and my daughter stayed at a local university, so I didn't have to send her away. But I was just wondering, is it harder to send off a daughter than to send off a son? I think it would have been for me because the worry level would have been greater if I was sending off my daughter, but I didn't know if that was just me or other viewers felt that way.
It's hard for me to answer that because this is my son and I have a daughter to send off in a couple of years. You know, I might be more concerned about a daughter down the road, but I also know that she's very capable. So
yeah,
I have two boys, but girls, I feel communicate more and are better at keeping in touch. So,
yeah, well, thank you both for coming in and sharing your great stories. Sure.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It very
Welcome.
Much. That's Heather McMichael. She authored Making Memories on a College Trip in this week's Kansas City Star. Cammie Savage is a real estate agent and a former city councilwoman. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. If you're looking for a great film to see this weekend, check out our critics' 3 to See, their favorite indie, doc, and foreign films showing on area screens. Monday on the program, The Role of Passing in Society and Politics. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble and Danny Alexander. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.